Hey, you're listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Here's your host, Shane Lakita.
Hey, good morning, everybody, on this 31st of July. Can you believe we're at the end of July? I can't believe that we're already pushing through parts of the summer already, but here I am and here we are, and we're together and you and I are talking one-on-one as we are fighting this journey and continuing to push forward throughout this summertime season, which I know is really difficult for some people. You know, it's interesting because I know that all of us have ups and downs. We got valleys and peaks. We got all these different things that we're trying to fight for. And summertime is just one of those times and seasons that are difficult for some. Some it's easy for, but most of the time it's just really difficult to be able to push through. I mean, think about it. We are faced with barbecues. We're faced with events, parties, 4th of July, fireworks, s'mores, campfires, camping, all kinds of stuff that we have. And then if you're spending time with family, then you've got to kind of map out what you're going to bring to the party, where you're going to, how you're going to, what kind of foods are you going to use? Are you going to catch ridicule because you're bringing all this healthy food? Like, how's it all going to look and how's it all going to play out? So we are on this journey together, but a lot of times when I see struggles with people that are on No Finish Line Nation or on Connect or on Instagram or wherever, most of the struggles happen during the summertime and then during the holidays, during Christmas time, New Year's, and those kind of things. Not only because it's freezing cold and everybody's hunkered down, but because it's festive again. And we're in those moments where we're all just imbibing and we're taking a look at our surroundings. We're enjoying the people we're around. We're enjoying food and those kind of things. And if anybody that's on this podcast, I'd say probably a large portion of the people that are listening are people that use food to be able to satiate and give them comfort. Comfort in any kind of situation, whether it's a good comfort of just feeling warm and cozy when you're eating good foods and you're drinking good drinks and you're hanging out with good people, or it's the comfort of there's a lot of stress going on and everything's happening all around me and I need this food to be able to curb my anxiousness or anxiety or anything like that. So it's difficult during the summertime. So I get it. I completely get it. So we are at July 31st and this is the very end of July. Right in the middle point of summer, I would say. I know it's not probably not time-wise because I know calendar dates of summertime is a little bit different than what we're feeling. But if you're looking at the temperatures and you're in the 80s and the 90s and the kids are at the pool or kids are at the beach or wherever and we're still having barbecues, I feel like it's right in the middle of the summertime fun. Because we got August, some of September. September in some places gets a little cooler, but most of the country stays pretty warm throughout. So have a great 31st of July today. And make sure that your 31st of July is the best July 31st, 2018 that you're ever going to have and ever will have. Okay? So just enjoy it, live it, and breathe it. Now, the podcast today is all about risk and reward. Now, I was having a conversation yesterday, and we were dissecting and reflecting and talking about this big event that we got coming up in Boston. And I know you've heard me reference it a bunch of times. As a matter of fact, I've asked you if you wanted to get tickets to purchase the tickets through Eventbrite to come on board to join us in Boston and be able to have a great time with everything. So we were reflecting on how it all started, right? So we started No Finish Line Nation, the closed Facebook page, as an idea. It was an idea of giving some people a place to go to that's safe, that's warm, that's inviting, that's inspirational, that's motivational, that has people from all walks of life that are just going to join each other to be able to come together, to lift each other up and be able to push forward. Now, that all started as a small idea. That's all it was. It was just a small idea of us putting our heads together to just come up with an area or a place that we can create to involve people and bring like minds together and those kind of things. And so we started it as a small idea, knowing that we already had a social media platform of weight loss that we were all kind of working with. And we decided that it was risky, but we were going to take that risk and we were going to step out of our comfort zones to be able to step out there to do what was necessary for us to give others outlets to be able to utilize, not only that, but also give ourselves outlets of for things that we can use and the ability to be able to push forward in our journeys, right? Okay, so that was the risk. The risk was stepping out of our comfort zones. The risk was making others mad, maybe utilizing a platform that people might think that they're just doing this for profit or those kind of things. So there was a lot of risk and reward in the situations that were kind of coming into play. So huge risk, reward, we weren't really sure what we were going to get from it. Okay, so here we are. We're looking at the fact that we got this long equation of, balancing it out. And whenever we make decisions, a lot of times we take a look at what's the outcome? What could the outcome be? Good, bad, or indifferent? What are the risks that I take with it? So that was our first step in this journey of where we're at right now. So we talked about it. We got together. We started the page, and it just really exploded. And a lot of people came on board. In the first maybe 6 months, we had like 10,000 people. It was just crazy that all these people were jumping on board with where we were at and what we were doing. So the next portion of the risk reward was for me personally, where I wanted to use my voice that I've always been told I should be on the radio, or I have a voice for movies or a voice for sports or whatever. But I wanted to use my voice for something good. And I said to myself, what if I was to start a podcast? Now, I know that there's 3 quadrillion podcasts that are out there in the world, and most are unsuccessful, but the ones that hit it big are the ones that have many followers and lots of engagement, and there's a good topic and people love it. And I knew that that was risky, because here I am thinking I'm going to buy this microphone, I'm going to buy an amplifier, I'm going to buy all kinds of stuff for my home office, I'm going to put a bunch of stuff together. Risk is I'm spending money on something that I don't really know if it's ever going to pan out to anything. So I did it, I got on there, I started recording these small little podcasts and started to gain some traction with it. So the risk was I'm going to put myself out there. The risk also was that financially it's going to cost money. And the risk also was the fact that, you know, you could set yourself up for failure when you're really just looking to be successful, right? So all these things that I was doing, I was taking risks towards achieving and doing and accomplishing. So those are the risks. And then the rewards would be, of course, high engagement, good amount of people listening to your podcast. And then eventually down the road, who knows what could happen if you had sponsors or you had whatever, those kind of things, which I haven't gone down the road of. But I know many that are successful with the fact that they work with companies or relationships with them to continue to elevate their podcast, to pay for their podcast. They use the sponsors to be able to do so. So that's maybe the next evolution. I don't know. Who knows? But risk, reward. Okay, those are the risks and the rewards. So then we were reflecting on a third portion of the risk reward. Then we started saying to ourselves, okay, so let's think about having a get together. So now we are over a year into where No Finish Line Nation is. We're 41,000 people strong. How do we get together to celebrate in these folks and be able to show them our appreciation, but also to have just a one kick-ass party? How do we do that? And let's put the idea together that we're going to have an event, a party, like a huge dance, dinner, award ceremony, just a really, whatever it was. We didn't really know what we were going to do, but we just said, let's go ahead and put ourselves out there. And we did. We said, well, let's take the risk. So here's the risk. We're going to have a party that we're going to invite a bunch of people to, that we have the risk that only 5 people are going to show, because we're going to charge money for tickets to help pay for the event. Because in big cities like Boston or New York or different places like that, the events at these hotels are extremely expensive. So how do we balance that all out, take the risk? How do we take the risk also of looking like people are going to say, oh, well, you know what, they're just making it for profits or whatever, thinking that we're going to be able to put all this money into a party that is going to be a party of the year for these folks, right? Making them the center of attention and not us. So we knew that this was going to be a huge risk. We put all these chances. We talked about it in the behind the scenes, and we said, what's the risk? The risk is we're going to be able to be looked at funny or looked at like as we are a certain type of business or a certain type of page, and then just goes along the lines with a lot of times we might have fallen into before. We might take the risk of having bad PR where people are like, well, why would you charge tickets to people? Blah, 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 all this different stuff. So, and the risk also is the fact that if you spend a lot of money on a place, you're on the hook for that money. You need to make sure you sell tickets and sponsors and things like that to be able to move forward. So these are all risks that we took, right? That we're just going to say, let's go ahead and take the risk because we believe in what we're doing. We believe in our community. We believe in what we're where we're at. We believe in the folks that are driven, that are this warm community of people that want to get together to be able to celebrate in each other. And we're taking the risk. And all of a sudden, we find out we're almost sold out of the entire event. We have five, even six sponsors, including myself with Liquid Shano 1973, that have donated to the cause to be able to help to pay for the event and then also to represent their brand to these folks that in alignment with what we're trying to do with health journeys and things like that, like Devotion Nutrition, who does protein powders, some really, really great stuff that they actually put together. And if you haven't seen a lot of this stuff, if you go on Instagram at Devotion Nutrition, you'll see their line of products that they have, which are just amazing. You can put into your coffee, or you can make shakes with it, or you can bake with it. Very good baking proteins. Jonathan Mudhustler uses them in a lot of their recipes. So that's one of our sponsors. Another huge sponsor is Dan and Light and Fit. Now, this is a big company that got together to say they're taking a risk also of these folks that are going to put this party together that have never done it before, that just only have a social media presence, that have never thrown a function or anything like that, but they jumped in head first and said, let's go ahead and do it, and they're going to be there to help sponsor. So think about that. The risk that we took was we could fail. We could fail tremendously. But we put it together and we had this conversation about coming up with an idea and just pushing forward and taking a risk and going for it. You got to go big or go home. So that was some of the mentality that we had when we were talking about this and coordinating and calibrating and doing all those kind of things. So our reflection point yesterday was all about, if you don't take risks, you're never going to achieve greatness, or you're never going to achieve great things, right? So in the grand scheme of things, if you take a look at this in our lives, in your life, in my life, and all the things outside of a party, outside of a closed Facebook group, outside of a podcast, and all those things, which are all just, if you think about it, a year and a half ago, were extremely uncomfortable to even think about. I've got a full-time job. I'm a full-time dad. I'm a full-time husband. I got all these different stuff. But if I'm going to go ahead and dabble in all these other things, because I know that they're for good of others, they can invest in other people, they can celebrate in other people, and hopefully one day can make money from it, right? So you think about that and you say, okay, well, who knows? Maybe I can do this for a living someday. So I would never know unless I took a risk, unless I took the chance to be able to pull the trigger to go and do it. So that's the advice that I give to every single person on this podcast right now. If you don't take risks and don't step outside of your comfort zones to just go and do things that you've never done before, do things that challenge you, do things that you're being told that you cannot accomplish, like we were told, think about it. If you don't listen to the naysayers and you don't listen to that internal doubter in that brain of yours, and you just do the things that you're taking a risk in doing, what kind of great things could you accomplish in your life? Are you just going to go through your life and just be able to skate through as minimally as you can? Or are you going to live the most full, most rich, most pure life that you can live? Are you going to live in enjoyment and have great moments? And are you going to be able to do some really, really great things based on the fact that you took chances, that you took risks, that you stepped out of your comfort zone, that you got uncomfortable? You shut out the naysayers and the people that were saying to you that you can't accomplish anything that you set your mind to. I say BS to that. I think you can accomplish whatever it is that you set your mind to. And I've said this 1,000 times on this podcast. If you think about it, that's really the only thing that holds us back. We hold ourselves back. We do. Not our friends, not the naysayers, not the haters, not the people that say to you that you can't accomplish something, not the people that hold you back, even though they may be trying to do it in a way that it's like this loving spirit of not seeing you fail, blah, blah, blah. All those things are just noise. The only person that holds you back, the only thing that holds you back from achieving great things and amazing things is you. That's it. You're the only person. You tell yourself, I don't think I can do that. Or you tell yourself, I'm really nervous about that. Do you think I'm also nervous about the fact that we're going to have a party with about 200 people that are flying from all over the country to come to Boston, Massachusetts for this event to hang out with everybody. And we're up there emceeing this event to be able to talk to everybody, to have a great time, to emcee something, to keep the flow going, make people laugh, have those kind of things. Do you think that doesn't make me nervous? Oh, yeah. I also think to myself, I'm still that 365-pound guy, and I'm huge, and I'm like, oh, man, I look like crap up there. I'm this, that, and the other. I'm gonna lay an egg. I'm not going to be funny. I'm not going to be able to... All these pressures in your brain. This is all stuff that's going on in my head. It's not reality. It's in my head. I feel like I would shoot myself in the foot because I'm saying to myself, nope, you know what? I'm going to fail at this. Well, stop telling yourself you're going to fail and stop doubting yourself that you can't achieve great things and stop negating the positive things that you do. Be the rock star that you're meant to be. Be the person that you internally want to be, that you might put on a dream board of one day achieving, one day getting to this person or this apex or this image that you want to be able to accomplish. And you doubt yourself that you can do it. You feel like you'll fail, you'll fall, you'll break, all those things. All the things that we tell each other all the time. You know what I'm talking about. You know what that internal voice is, and you know how negative that internal voice can be. So we have to shut that down. Shut that negative internal voice down. Take some risks. And you know what? If you fail, if you do fall, but you did it in a way that you fought like hell for the cause that you were trying to fight for, and then you skinned your knee and you got back up and you can get right back on the bike to be able to keep pushing forward, that's okay too, because you'll learn from that. You'll learn. You'll learn. You'll be able to dig in and do the things that you have to do. So the premise or the topic of this whole entire podcast is, as I brought you through the whole story of taking risks and then reaping rewards, taking risks and achieving greatness, taking risks and doing things that you never thought you could do and feeling that euphoric feeling of, I did that, I accomplished that, that's mine, I'm the proud owner of that, right? Take risks to get to the things that you want to be able to do. Step outside of your comfort zone to achieve great things that you want to accomplish in your life and in your journey, okay? Try that. Try your best to do that. Don't let your internal voice shut you down. And by all means, don't let people outside of you tell you you can't accomplish those great things. Don't let those doubters say to you that, oh man, you know, so many people have tried that, they failed. Or so many people have done that, whatever, not really, not my cup of tea. Okay, do whatever you're going to do, Mr. Healthy, blah, 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 all that stuff. Right? Why can't you go have beers with me right now? Well, because I'm not really in the mood to right now and I'm saving it for this weekend or blah, 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 right? Whatever the story is, just focus on challenging yourself. And don't listen to the naysayers. Don't listen to the negative voices that are out there for you, okay? Take risks, achieve great things, do amazing things, and always stay focused on the task at hand. Always stay focused on your big goal. Who do you want to be and where do you want to be throughout your whole entire journey? And what kind of person do you want to be? We'll talk later.
Thanks for listening to the Coffee Talk with Liquidchaino 1973 podcast. You can also follow him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at LiquidChaino1973. Also, if you get a chance, leave some love on iTunes. Have a great day.